Some other holiday business news here. This part of the season used to be a great time for kids to experiment with a shiny new toy train. That is a quaint image now. Lionel, the maker of model trains for more than a century, recently declared bankruptcy. Commentator Sam Posey hopes it gets back on track.
Not so long ago, Christmas and Lionel trains were synonymous. It was hard to tell which had come first, the trains or the tree. But now the venerable toy maker has filed for bankruptcy. Now, I'm part of a generation that was born during or just after World War II. And to me, Lionel's troubles are serious business. When I was a kid, my Lionel layout and the trains whizzing around it were the center of my life, a miniature universe I could operate on my own.
With a Lionel train, you not only get locomotives and cars, but all sorts of missile and rocket equipment, too. And remember, kids, you're in control. You're the boss on the Lionel line.
Speed and control. I was fascinated by both, as well as by the way they were inextricably bound together. And I wasn't alone. Millions of homes across the country had families with train sets, built either by Lionel or by its arch-rival American Flyer. With the trains came a way of life, straight out of Norman Rockwell, the Lionel dad, wearing a tweed jacket and smoking a pipe, watching beneficently as the Lionel son ran the layout. It was a cozy, stable world in which America had vanquished her enemies, and today's fears of terrorism would have been incomprehensible. Lionel's current problems come at a time that many claim that the hobby of model railroading is itself tanking. They say that the average modeler is geriatric, that kids prefer computer games to toy trains, and that real railroads have lost the charisma they had in the age of steam. According to these doomsayers, the hobby is going down, and if Lionel fails, that will only hasten its collapse. I say, not so fast. For all its symbolic importance, Lionel does about $50 million a year, while the overall hobby does $400 million. Now, I admit that to the uninitiated, it may be odd to see grown men playing with trains so small that a locomotive can fit in the palm of your hand. But model railroading involves ingenuity that is part of our national heritage. And in these difficult times, the chance to plan, to dream, and to build a miniature world all your own has real value. If Lionel derails, many of us will mourn its passing. But model railroading should and will survive. You can bankrupt a company, but not a passion.
Sam Posey is a former professional race car driver and the author of Playing with Trains, A Passion Beyond Scale.